Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
And it's brought to you by Elements Massage. Elements Massage is hiring, ranked number one in customer service by Newsweek, and focused solely on therapeutic massage. Elements leads in therapist and client satisfaction. Visit elementsmassage.com. And it's brought to you by Elements Massage. Elements Massage is hiring, ranked number one in customer service by Newsweek, and focused solely on therapeutic massage. Elements leads in therapist and client satisfaction. Visit elementsmassage.com. All right, Lana, what can we do to help you?
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm so in love. I met this guy named Chad. When we met, He drives for Uber Eats, and he stopped at my house to deliver the food because he was delivering it to my neighbor, and he got the wrong address. So as soon as I seen him and looked in his eyes, I knew this was love.
Oh,
okay?
My.
And he had food to
eat. So,
wait, Lana. Lana.
What?
Did you take the food?
Of course I took the food. I was starving. Are you kidding?
Yo.
I was so hungry. It was perfect.
God.
And when we went out, he took me to two different restaurants in one night. Because, you know, I love to eat. I just love it. But I want to know why he hasn't called me. Can you find out?
I mean, we can try. We can try and give him a call and see if he answers the phone.
Really? Because I really want a second date.
And you knew which neighbor the food was going to, and you still ate their food.
Yeah, why not?
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Lana. She is in two dates, and she wants to be Mrs. Chad. That's the guy that we're going to try and call right now, because it's actually, it is a fun story the way they met. He drives for Uber Eats, and he brought food to her house by accident.
Please, you know how often I use Uber Eats, and I've never once met, like, I don't want to say they're not attractive drivers, but, you know, just it was never a love connection with these guys.
You haven't had food mistakenly delivered to you, though, from Prince Charming.
Very true.
The other day, my doorbell rang, and it was somebody who meant to go to my neighbor's house, and she was hideous. So it hasn't happened to me either.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so they had a couple dates, an amazing day where they went to a bunch of different restaurants. Since then, Chad has been MIA. So, Lana, we're going to try and call him right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Chad?
What?
Is this Chad?
Who's this?
Is this Chad?
Yeah, this is Chad.
There's a higher power, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so Chad, please do not hang up. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a lady who would love to go on a date with you, which we're willing to pay for.
Hey, look, man, I'm kind of busy. Can we do this like...
No. Real quick.
Some
give me 20 seconds. I can explain it. Basically, if you say yes to the date, we'll let you pick the location, the day, the time, everything. We will pay for, reserve and pay for everything. No price limit. You can order as much food and drinks as you want. And I'm going to tell you the lady's name because you know her. So worst case scenario, you'll have a great dinner and a not. So you won't make a connection with this woman. I'll just tell you her name. Her name is Lana.
Oh, my. No. I mean, that chick is a monster. I mean,
Jesus.
You could pay for 100 dates, and I'm not going on one.
Why is she? Like, when you say monster, you mean physically?
No, she's cute, but she's crazy. She's like a hangry psychotic, dude. I was going to call a restaurant to confirm our reservation, and it was taking too long. And this was on like a first or second date, and she slapped the goddamn phone out of my hand and dropped it. You know, it knocked on the sidewalk and busted the screen.
Jesus Christ.
Fast forward, we get to the restaurant, and we're seated, and it's a nice place, but there's a family with like a little kid who's being, you know, fussy and crying, and Lana just... out of nowhere, turns to the family and tells them to shut their kid up.
Oh, my God.
What?
We order. Thank God. You know, they still let us stay. And then, you know, the food took too long, considering how hungry she was. I mean, I guess they couldn't get it to the table in 60 seconds or less. And so, you know, the waiter apologized for the order taking so long, and she told the waiter to suck my dick, get my entree.
Stop it!
Oh, wait a minute, Chad. I'm on the other...
Yeah,
I
yo.
Lana's
on the line, Chad. So, Lana, is everything he's saying true?
Screw the phone. You put it in the way of my hand. That was your fault that the phone broke. You should. What were you doing with it in your hand anyway? And that little kid was a rat, okay? People don't watch those kids. They gotta shut their damn kids up. I don't need a little kid when I'm eating dinner. And the waiter did apologize because the food was late. Please, Chad.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sure. I guess I was wrong about the whole thing. You know, phones always get in the way of people's hands when they're starving. And everybody tells little kids crying in restaurants to shut the up. This is nuts.
She deserves it. Okay? It should shut the up.
Lana.
What?
When's the last time you ate?
About 12 hours ago. I'm about ready for breakfast. I'm hungry.
You see what I'm talking about here? She hasn't eaten in 12 hours, and she's probably going to come to the station and rip your head off.
Jesus. Okay, so is that no to another date, Chad? Because like I said, we pay for...
That is no, no, no. That's like a million no's.
Well, that's pretty dumb.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.